there, and welcome to this free Sunday morning meditation call. Today is April 11th, 2021, and my name is Holly Berger. Today, we're going to work on a meditation that I've decided to call Focused Healing. So we're going to see where our guides take us. And I want to talk to you just for a second about visualization. During my time of teaching meditation classes for the last, 15 or so years, I've had a lot of people tell me they can't see. And there's one thing the guides always do. They have people close their eyes and they name things that that person knows, and they ask them to visualize it. So they say things like, can you imagine what your kitchen sink looks like? And the person might say yes. They say things like, do you have a pet? Can you imagine what it feels like to pet them? Can you feel their fur? They go on and, you know, and what they do is they help people to realize that they have an imagination and that they can use it and that they can visualize. So if you're having problems visualizing, you have other senses and you can develop the visualization. But for now, I want you to know that you can visualize. And if you're not, I want you to work on what you have to work with today, which can be feel, sense, know. It can be any type of interpretation that works for you. If you get stuck on how do I see what she's talking about? How do I visualize this? Tell your guides, please come in and help me replace that with something. And your mind might wander, but that's okay. Just follow it down the path. I often keep a pen and paper with me when I meditate so that I can jot little notes. I will open my eyes and jot a note. This relaxes my brain so I don't have to try to remember things. It lets my brain, open to be more receptive. Okay, so that's my note on visualization. I'm grabbing a couple rocks here. I've got a really kind of a raw citrine. And then I've got another quartz that's very large fist size. It's a double terminated skeletal heavy thing. And then I also have a ground rock. And again, for the new people that are coming on, if you get bumped off, call back in. If I get bumped off for whatever, you know, internet problems happen, I will call back in. So close your eyes, please. If you can, sit with your spine straight and your feet uncrossed, your legs uncrossed, and your arms uncrossed. This helps the energy flow through you. And just close your eyes. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around myself and around each person listening. We call forth to our guides, angels, ascended masters, and all appropriate beings of light for this meditation. We ask that Source seal each of us off in sacred space on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within these sealed and sacred spaces, we ask that pure Christ consciousness light infuse our physical bodies. We ask that this light anchor into the physical and emanate out into the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. We ask that this light move through all bodies, through all levels, all layers, and all aspects of self, all aspects of memory and knowing, all aspects of time, space, and dimension. We ask that Source help each of us to ground the core of the earth and to enhance or improve our grounding cords as necessary for each of us individually. We ask that we be blessed with our own discernment, each of us working in the way that's highest and best good for us personally. As I'm speaking, you can replace the words we or they with I. You can repeat my words in your own mind with I. Anything that doesn't resonate, just ask your guides to release it. As our guides work on our grounding cords, we ask for stabilization to move through the floor, the earth, through sediment and rock and water and life and space as we disturb nothing. We ask that we be grounded deeply to Mother Gaia, connecting to the very core of the earth. And as we offer ourselves in service to the divine light of the I Am Presence, to Mother Gaia, as we have answered the clarion call of light through this incarnation, we ask that Source help us to connect deeply and also to receive what Mother Gaia offers us in this moment. We bring that energy back up our grounding cords and let it merge with all of our bodies. And at the same time, we send our light up through the crown chakra, all the way up to connect to our high selves and to reach even further and connect with the great central sun. Feel the connection of all that is, your guides, your angels, everything that's in your hierarchy of light, your own I Am Presence. And then allow that energy to come back down and join with the physical. Anchoring into the solar plexus, moving up through the chakras and out your head and down through the lower chakras, all the way down your legs and out your feet. Let this light anchor in and emanate out your chest, out your arms and hands. Imagine yourself in a great star tetrahedron, a Merkaba point up and a Merkaba point down. Imagine your chakras radiating with light in every direction, and let your guides begin to clear, heal, and balance you for this meditation. We are grateful for all of the beings coming forth. We welcome our guides, our light beings, our ancestors, all those that work with us on the other side, the ascended masters, the angelic kingdom, the I Am Presence of each one of us. We welcome all of our ascended masters and angels and archangels. And we allow all of them in their pure Christ consciousness light form, we banish anything less. We ask that Source help us today with release protocol so that everything released is surrounded with light and moved on to its own highest outworking. And we ask for divine accordance prayer so that we work with the highest and best good for all involved. Again, using our own discernment, working with pure Christ consciousness light beings, surrendering worries and fears, surrendering discord of any kind, and moving ourselves into the higher place of our minds where we are at peace. We ask that Source always guide us toward peace, ease, comfort, and happiness, and we surrender to that guidance. We allow ourselves to be moved away from old thought forms and negativity or any entities. And if those things can release today, we ask that they be surrounded with light and moved onto their own highest outworkings using release protocol prayer, and we ask for that to be in effect now throughout this meditation and as long as possible. So imagine yourself now as we begin the meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Simply sitting where you are sitting. Imagine there's a bubbling pool of light below you, and that this bubbling pool of light is the purest, clearest Christ consciousness light. Imagine that it dances in bubbles and maybe holds sacred symbols or colors. Imagine that your feet begin to absorb this light, recognizing it, pulling it into the cellular body. Imagine that it moves up your legs all the way into your root chakra. And allow that light to move up, flashing red and then orange and then yellow. And let it anchor into the solar plexus for a moment. We've spent some time with light raisings before, but today we're going to move through it quickly and let our guides clear the chakras and clear the physical. Allow that light to continue bubbling from the floor and moving up into the upper chakras, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And allow that light to just shoot up through your body, cleansing, clearing, healing, rebalancing, moving through all your limbs, all cells, all organs, all chakras named and unnamed, all energy centers. And let that light shoot up into your crystalline cord of light. And at some point, it will cascade back down around you. Let it do the work that it does without direction. Light will purify, heal, clear, and balance. Light will help you release if you surrender. And it will help you tame all of the wild thoughts that steer us in many directions bringing us into that whole peaceful center that we can be in this moment. You are a radiant being. Allow your guides now to help you adjust and ask them to raise you. Please raise me to the most appropriate frequency for my meditation today. I ask for mid-fifth to mid-sixth dimensional frequencies. And I ask that I be held in sacred space, not to go too high and not to go below mid-fifth dimensional frequencies. This keeps me in a safe place of clearing so that my curiosity doesn't take me off in a new direction and my worry doesn't lower my frequency. And imagine yourself again in your sacred Merkaba. Imagine yourself with those 10 points, the star tetrahedron of 10 points that we talked about before. And imagine that this is a grand star tetrahedron. You can stand inside of it, point up and point down. You are in the middle of it. You can see that there are colors and waves of energy all around you. But most importantly, imagine that from each point, there is a line. And you can come back to this place and follow those lines and see what's there. See what your guides want to show you. But today on this journey, your guides want to take you to one place to teach you a healing and clearing technique. So while you're standing inside of this star tetrahedron, the sacred Merkaba, while you're understanding that this is sacred geometry of your lifetime, of your beingness, imagine that your chakras are connected, your organs are connected. And as you release yourself into this visualization, you can even turn around. You can look all around and below you. If you see anything off in the distance, tell your guides, take that away. That's a distraction. Keep yourself perfectly straight, feet towards the lower point, head towards the upper point. And somewhere in this sacred Merkaba, you're going to see something that's illuminated, something that's shinier, brighter, or more distracting than anything else. But it should be at a point of the Merkaba. So look for that for a moment. Ask your guides to show you. I call forth to the most appropriate being of light to show me where to do this work today. Where is the most important area for me to focus on? One point in this sacred star tetrahedron. One point that needs my attention in this moment. Thank you and amen. And imagine that the energy of this point is focused upon now. Your guides are focusing on it. You are focusing on it. And imagine that it becomes an energy that comes towards you as if you could hold it in your hands, like a basket full of something. And imagine whatever is in that basket is now being transmuted, cleared, healed, and rebalanced. Imagine that light is radiating out of that basket. It's radiating so much that it's becoming too large for you to hold. So you remove your hands and you release whatever container holds it and you let that light radiate in front of you. We command that these lights be the purest, truest Christ consciousness light. And allow this light now to enter into your solar plexus. It is a healing light. It has been clarified, cleared, and healed of anything that is out of balance. And as it moves into you, it activates your cellular recognition of it. So now your cells are seeing Oh, this is my light, I remember. And they're awakening. Imagine that the light moves up your chakras, out your head, but it also moves down through your lower chakras and out your feet. It radiates out your front and your back and your sides and out your arms and out your hands. Imagine this light is bringing stories and wisdom and knowledge to you that you will recite later. Imagine this light is releasing you of old memories that hold lower thought forms that kept it out of balance for so long. Imagine that words like violence and hate are disintegrating and releasing. Imagine that misunderstandings and old thought forms, blocks to knowledge, releasing. Whatever is in the energy of this point of the Merkaba is becoming something you can attune to now. So imagine that you point both your hands at that specific place in your star tetrahedron, and that the energy channels from your chest down your arms into your hands and moves back, rebalanced. So you have just taken something that you stored there and you have changed it. And now the radiant frequencies from that energy will begin to move down, up, around the lines of that star tetrahedron. That energy will become an enlightenment. It will become like food. It will be taken in by the rest of the energetic sacred geometry that is ultimately you. You are wiser now. You are stronger. And we can name this energy. We can call it many, many things. You can probably look through your life and see examples of where this energy resonates over and over again. Oh, it was here. Oh, it was here. Oh, it was here. But under all of those labels is the frequency of suffering. And when you bring the consciousness of suffering to the surface, the most important thought that you can have is, I don't want that. No, thank you. So how do I release suffering? How do I release the idea that I have pain or hurt or worry or fear or struggle? Generally, I look at the issue, but in this case, we look at the light and we let the light come in and we let the light work while we leave ourselves blank of all those thoughts. And we let the light illuminate us and clear our chakras and clear our organs and clear our energy centers, clear our bones, our blood, our tissue, clear our minds, our mental bodies, our thoughts, clear every way we think. We let the light move into our archives, move through our DNA, our genetic connections, our archetypal connections, letting light move through our past lives. And as we heal now, we heal the past. As we heal now, we heal the future. Every single time you have a healing, it anchors into the core of the earth and becomes something to feed our planet. Your healing is the most important thing you can do, because every time you heal thousands. You heal your future, whether it's future lifetimes, this planet or otherwise, or your own future blood that maybe already exists here, your children, your cousins, whatever that looks like. When you heal yourself, you heal through lifetimes of the past. You heal your great, 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 great grandfather. You heal your 10th cousin on your mother's side. You heal through all kinds of codes of light that are undetectable. But when you bring the frequency in, all of a sudden, it's as if someone baked an apple pie and put it on the windowsill. And now everyone's coming to smell it. What is it? What is it? It smells delicious. this type of healing will bring what it needs to heal to it. So you don't have to do that work. You don't have to figure out what to heal, why to heal it, when to heal it. You go into your sacred star tetrahedron and you look for where your guides show you an imbalance and you ask for the healing. You wait till it's full light, you integrate it, and then you let your body release everything that's in the way. So as you have this new light in you, in your chakras and organs, in your skin, in your bones, in your cells, there will be things leaving. So imagine yourself purging. Imagine little flies flying off and the guides collecting them. Imagine colors moving around, things shifting. Imagine your posture improves, things heal, thoughts leave, maybe an entity leaves, implants dissolve, old scars healed. Imagine that as you incorporate this light into a permanence, into always being with you, that all the old blocks disintegrate. They can't exist anymore. Imagine clear mind consciousness. Imagine focus, transmutation. Imagine that your body begins to adjust to things that were formerly poisonous. Imagine that you can filter through any air and find the absolute perfect amount of oxygen in every breath. Imagine that you can look at food and know which foods hold life force energy for you, and that you make excellent choices. Imagine that you can look at sentences, paragraphs, conversations, and pick out the patterns of love and pull them into your heart and feel very happy. Imagine that at every stop that you make in life, you see the most appropriate decision for your happiness and you move casually and peacefully toward it. Imagine that when you do face discord, when there is a divorce or a job that lets go, when there is a change in something that you loved, that you mourn it and you have the emotions of mourning, but that you also feel joyful in the releasing because you know the divine plan through your high self, not through some outside entity that's steering your life, through your own decisions, your own map, your own high self, your own Christ consciousness light, that you are developing a better life, a life of less struggle and more peace and more happiness and more light. The guides are very happy with the elevated frequencies, and they are telling me that everyone is clearing. When you clear together in a group, it's wonderful to do a meditation like this by yourself and to have your own path of clearing. But when you clear with a group, any dominant frequency, anything that hits 51% or more, clears the group. So anything that 51% or more of our group is working on will clear for all of us. And this is the beauty of working together. Because if you're struggling with something and you hang around with people who are clearing it, you'll clear it too. So I want to thank all of you for helping me, and I'm sure everyone feels the same way. So take a few minutes to just stay in your heart and just roll through some gratitudes. And I'll start you off and then we'll have some moments of silence. Thank you to my guides and angels and light beings. Thank you to all those listening. Thank you to me for learning this, for learning how to set sacred space. Thank you to my atmosphere, my home, my place where I live. Thank you to nature, all of the sounds and sights, and all of the support I receive through animals and birds, all of my messengers. Thank you to my family, my beloveds, my friends, those I hold sacred. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to my gifts and abilities. Thank you to my vision. Thank you to my hearing. The frequency of gratitude is extremely important. It raises frequencies. It opens a part of your mind that creates a vacuum. So when you are grateful and when you express it, it pushes energy out and that energy comes back in. By the time it finds you again, it's a different pattern. So it may come back as gratitude, but it may come back as something else. Gratitude opens our hearts to receive. Gratitude reminds us to focus on the positive. So if you find yourself in a system or a category or a situation of struggle, stop and look around and find three things to be grateful for. They can be simple things. You can be grateful for a drink of water. You can be grateful for your hands. You can be grateful for something that happened 20 years ago. I'm grateful for the first time I tasted watermelon. These things open parts of us that get shut down. And if you hold yourself in your sacred Merkaba and you maintain your conscious awareness that you are one with light, if you hold your pillar of light and practice it, it is held through practice, through discipline, you will find yourself less affected by the pummeling of negative energy that's going on right now. Now, why would we be pummeled? Why would we be challenged? Because there's something that doesn't want to go down. There's something that doesn't want to cease to exist. There's something that doesn't want to lose. We don't have to be in a fight. We don't have to be in a war. We can simply say, I am light. That's my answer. I am light. I am the divine light of the I am, and I will do the best I can in every moment. I will morph and shift and grow and be in every moment. I will make mistakes, but I will forgive myself. I will see others make mistakes, but I will forgive them. I will hold myself above all in unconditional love, and I will do my best to hold others in unconditional love. I will be okay with other opinions. I will be okay with other decisions, but I will hold myself in a place where I make my decisions through the divine light of the I am, through my co-op, my cooperation, my army of light, my consideration of what my high self can see, feel, hear, sense, know. I will raise my mind to that level and merge with the consciousness of my higher mind so that my knowing takes me in the best direction possible. And if it doesn't, I'll try again and again and again and again. And I'll love myself through everything. I will love myself through learning, through experience, if you're able to visualize your star tetrahedron, you might see that somehow the verbiage that's coming through is activating more healing. I'm seeing more of these points turn to circles of light. So congratulations, because that means that you have learned this technique and you are already using it. So ask your guides, please heal anything that can be healed in this moment. Please expand me to accept all the light available in this moment. Please help me to balance with my higher decision to incarnate in this life, to be here for what is happening on this planet, to be of service, and help me balance all of that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding with the consciousness that I am. That I am light, that I am all, that I am purity and clarity and perfection. And as I balance all of that knowledge, I allow myself to be where I am now in my own divine creation, to accept my presence in my life, and to be strong in making future decisions to create more happiness and to always be true to myself and my light. The guides are so happy with all of you. They're just beaming love through this tetrahedron, through everyone's tetrahedron, star tetrahedron. Thank you. It's beautiful. So ask your body, please wake up and take this light. Remind your cells, take this in. Remind your cells, you know how to be light. Receive this. And as you receive this light, allow yourself to come back down to your physical body, to merge with the part of you that's sitting in the chair. Allow this light to anchor into your physical, into the organs and chakras, to move down your legs and out your feet, to move from your torso out your arms and hands, to move into your shoulders, out your head. Ask your guides, please ground me into my physical body so that I may be present and aware and create. Please help me to make good decisions and to be the best I can be in every moment. As we begin to ground, continue to ground, I want you all to think of how you might have connected to each other and to bring those connections in. Ask your guides to cut all cords around above and below and to connect with everyone through the divine light of the I Am at source and through the core of the earth so that your pillar of light is clear of attachments. We're grounded to the core of the earth as we disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records, the Oversoul connections. We ask that Source help guide us to continue this joyful, peaceful experience. We ask that Source bless anyone we thought of during our meditation, any situation, any past life that came up. We ask for blessings and any light that helps resolve any issues. We ask for that now. And we bring ourselves and our focus whole to center. Ground it into your physical body. So please, everyone, ask your guides to help you ground into your physical body. The guides are saying that usually they would say continue this meditation, but there's a completion part, so everyone needs to come back. Good, thank you. As you ground into your physical, ask your guides to help you to recalibrate, to be aware of what's new and to be balanced and to be okay with what's released. We ask for blessings for all those who have helped us today, our guides, light beings, those crossed over, our ancestors, ascended masters, archangels. We ask for blessings for everyone listening. And we ask that Source guide us in the most appropriate way, each one of us individually working with our own intentions and life choices, our own soul choices. And we're going to end this meditation Many of you are still holding a higher frequency, so you might want to do an extra ending or closing after we hang up. I want to thank you all for listening and for being present and making this healing so powerful. It's a treasure to work with so many light workers and to have the benefits of it. And we release and close. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. I want to ask just one more time for blessings for all the guides and light beings that have helped us today as we release them back to their realms of choice. Thank you, Anyman. So I often take this moment to jot a few notes to try to remember what I can see before the frequency lowers and I lose what I know now. So this is a good time to write down your wisdom, your thoughts, your ideas. Most of you know, but if you don't, my website is lightworkersalliance.com. And there will be a page for these meditations very soon. And I hope you all can take advantage of them. I offer them for free. If you need a reading, please let me know. I'm still doing readings on phone only. And I just want to send out my love and gratitude to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today, for your light, bringing forth your flavor of wisdom, adding to the whole. It was beautiful to have all of you, and I just send my love and gratitude to you. Namaste, beloveds. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday, and I hope you join me again.